All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
All right.
You're listening to the Tomorrow Today podcast with Kyle Kaplanis.
Don't FOMO out. That's the biggest mistake in this space right now, FOMO.
And Duke McKenzie.
That's just crazy, right?
It's insane.
Conversations with thought leaders, experts, influencers, culture shapers, discussing all things innovative, groundbreaking creative developments evolving digital markets. The podcast for those who are curious about what is next. Social media, Web3, NFTs, the metaverse, all the things you need to know about to start planning tomorrow's success today.
All right, everybody, welcome to Tomorrow Today with your host, Duke McKenzie and
Kyle Kaplanis. What's going on, everyone?
All right, now this is another special Duke and Kyle episode. Kyle, it's funny. I really like these because it allows us to go deeper and really dig into interesting things. You have been a cheerleader and putting us on to a Web3 app called Steppin, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, Steppin is a Web3 lifestyle app, and basically it encourages exercise and all of these things. And why I think we want to talk about it, it's actually one of the first times that we have experienced a very practical use of an NFT and how it can affect your everyday life, especially since I've downloaded it for a little bit and purchased my first NFT and been using it. Talk to the people about what it is and how you discovered it, and then we could just talk about how we've been using it.
I think a lot of people look at NFTs and they think it's just a JPEG. But the thing is, a lot of people are not educated on the utility aspect of things, right? Some really cool NFT projects out there. And this is one of them, which is on the Solana blockchain. The reason why it's so cool is, like you mentioned, it's a lifestyle app. And it's a move to earn NFT. That's the utility that comes with it, is move to earn. So you buy the NFT itself, which is a shoe. It looks like a shoe. And some people might see that and see, that's silly. What's that shoe going to do? Well, you get to use it and it links to an app. Then you walk. And when you're walking, you earn a token that's part of the game that you can exchange for real money.
It's cool, right? You know how one time in one of our podcasts, we've been spending time talking about tokenized games, right? Mm-hmm. Where you play a video game and you earn points as you play a video game. So this is like tokenized fitness. You know what I mean? You're walking, and as a reward for you walking, once you buy these shoes, you basically get tokens for walking. You were the one that put me on to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I bought my first NFT. We'll show some clips of what it looks like. So mm-hmm. I bought my first Steppin NFT, and I didn't listen to your advice. I actually bought a walker because I didn't think I could walk as fast as the jogger or the runner. So what happens is that when you go in, you sign up. So you go and you download the Steppin app, right?
Yep.
You know what it reminded me of the similar processes when I download the Nike running app or something
exactly
like that to use to encourage me to do fitness. Mm-hmm. And then the product that you're buying is, yes, in order to play the game, you have to be an asset holder. You buy these shoes. So you have three different types of choices. You could buy something that specializes in walking, something that specializes in running, something that specializes in, I think, trainers or that.
Yeah, trainers or cover all of them.
Right. And then when you download it on your phone and it connects to your GPS and the map, and then basically when you start to walk, you literally hit start. And it tracks how fast you're walking. It tracks all of those things. A lot of times when we talk about technology, and we've been talking about Web3 and we've been talking about NFTs, a lot of it is sitting at your computer and not doing anything. What I loved about this, it's encouraging you to walk. It is a gamifying exercise.
Yeah. My wife, Emily, she's always like, whoa, I've not seen you get up and make yourself go walk ever. And yeah, it really made me want to go move. I'm like, hey, I got to go for my night walk. And she'll come with me. And what's fun about this as well is I've had a couple of people on board into this game now. And one of them is my mom. And my mom, not knowing what NFTs were, she had no idea, but this made sense to her. So it was easier for her to onboard, and she did it all herself. She's like, I bought Soul. I'm like, what? She did it herself because she was excited.
Bought Solana, she figured it out.
It makes sense to her.
Right. But here's the interesting thing. You are correct that once you're doing something like this, and why we did a podcast about this particular product, right? And by the way, we're not getting paid by the product. We don't know anything about product. But why we're doing a podcast about this particular product is that this is the first time that you see a practical, real-world use of an NFT. We saw it a little bit at BCon, but it being an NFT doesn't matter, right? Like, it's more of, mm-hmm. oh, this is a more interesting way for me to go and walk, for me to go and exercise and be incentivized to do so. And it just happens to be that it is an NFT and using tokens and crypto to doing it. That's why I find this so cool. is that, yes, in the form of cryptocurrency, yes, it's an NFT, but it doesn't matter, right?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, they're using those tools. The reason why you're using this is not because it's that. It's because it's an interesting way to incentivize you to exercise, and it's kind of cool.
100%. She has no clue about NFTs, but she doesn't look at it like it. It's just a real app that's being used that she's incentivized to do so. And the fun thing is, well, now it's incentivizing you to get out and move. And my mom's already lost 6 pounds just starting on the app.
What? Really, she's lost 6 pounds?
Yeah, because my mom never moved before. Now she's even more excited about it because not only is she's able to earn some money walking, but because you're moving, you're doing good on your body. So it's like a win-win.
Right.
To me, was like, wow, like that's powerful in itself. Like you said, it's not about the NFT. And that's where I think the mainstream audience is eventually going to own NFTs without maybe even knowing they are.
It's like the web, right? Like we use the web in everything. It is everywhere. It has infiltrated every part of our life. My father, who just turned 86 years old, he uses the web. He doesn't even realize he's using the web. He's just using it as part of it. It's connected to his phone. It's connected to these things. The big knock on NFTs and the big knock on everything decentralized is like, okay, what's the practical application? Warren Buffett said something once about crypto. I know crypto is not NFTs, but it's all part of this whole decentralized thing, is that Warren Buffett said you wouldn't buy all the Bitcoin in the world for $1 million. And everyone's like, why? Because you can't do anything with it. It has no practical application. He's not wrong. We could have an academic debate as in, okay, crypto is a store of value. And right now on the NFT side, the thing that has captured the imagination of the market currently is the collectibility of it. So it's like, why would I want to own a JPEG? And all of those things. He's not wrong. But what is cool about Stepin, and why I wanted to bring it to the Tomorrow Today audience, is that it being an NFT actually makes it work better in the real world for something practical that I should be doing and that I desire to do and that I want to do anyway.
A lot of people get caught up about crypto and all that. My thing that I get excited about is the technology behind it. Because like you just mentioned, the app only functions if I own that NFT. So it limits a lot of bots out there in the world. It limits a lot of scams and
That. They have this thing. You were saying, talk to them about that, how they have this thing where they did a scam check on me.
That's actually something they just added, this new feature that can test if your artificial intelligence, because there's some really smart people out there that can figure out a way to move your phone without you doing it physically.
Right.
But they have a scan and then it checks based off of the actual steps you take, based off the GPS data, how fast it should take you to do that particular walk. And if those don't match up, then you don't get paid out your tokens. And there's a lot of people who haven't. And the funny thing is they're claiming that it's real. But if you look at their map, it doesn't look accurate. I can almost call it out. It's intended for you to move your own self. And then being able to update these technologies to be able to do that is what's really cool.
Yeah. And again, as we grow and as the industry matures, there'll be more and more practical use cases that this is better than what was previously. I have 3 or 4 fitness apps, the Nike Run app, FitPal, whatever it is. This is actually a great fitness app because it incentivized me more than the others, right? Mm-hmm. And for everyone, Yeah. So I've been incentivized. I've been collecting my points. And my wife asked me a question. I said, I'm going to ask Kyle on the podcast. Just to remind, when you're walking, what happens is that you earn tokens. You get rewarded by the token currency that Stepin has developed. Have you turned your token to USD? How much are you earning per walk and all of that type of stuff?
When you get a shoe, and the reason why it's like a game, each shoe starts off at a certain level. And then you have to level those up to earn more. And you use that token that you're earning to walk to level up. So a lot of the tokens you're earning goes back into fixing your shoe, repairing it, leveling it up. Recently, I got it to a level where I'm happy with right now, and I was able to flip some money. Currently, I have just cashed out, and this was only a total of 6 walks. It was $256.
Hold on. Real money. Money.
Yeah,
money.
Like
US currency, USD, real money.
Yeah. I wanted to show Emily too, because she was like, show me it's real. Because a lot of people are like, oh, crypto's fake money. But what I did, I used real money, bought Sol, bought the shoe. Now I'm earning GST, right? So what I did was I take that GST and I convert it to USD.
So sorry, what's GST? GST,
so GST is the token that you earn while you're walking. Green Satoshi token is what it's called. Right. And that token is what you earn. I converted that from what I had in my account and I converted it to USDC, which is the crypto form of US dollars. Mm-hmm. And that lives on the blockchains. And it's a stable coin because it's backed by the US government's money. And so I converted it to that. But then Emily, she's not satisfied with that because she's like, I still don't think that means anything. What is how?
You know what? You can understand. Listen. Right. Didn't a stable token crash the other day and become unvaluable? So that's a fair.
Yeah.
That is a very fair criticism.
Exactly. So she said, no, I want to see it in our bank account. And I was like, okay. So then I moved it. I took it and moved it to an account. It's called Newton. It's like a Coinbase. Basically, I moved it to that, which is linked to my bank, and transferred it right over, and it went into my account.
So you got real US dollars.
So real dollars money, that I
real money
and was able
to
pay a bill with it or fill up my gas tank with it, which is really cool.
Right.
Yeah, I can even show screenshots on here. That was real deal.
That is cool. No, and I think that's why we're talking about it. Okay, great. Stepin, interesting app. And I'm giving the founders a clap. And it's funny, I sent them an email to say, hey, do you want to go on the show? Because it's an interesting way to imagine how to use these new technologies to impact everyday life. And I'd love your final thoughts on this, but I think that's my final thought is in the reason why I've been talking about Web3, I've been talking about crypto, I've been talking about NFTs, I've been talking about the metaverse. I'm not going out there trying to say, hey, everyone invest. Hey, everyone do this. I'm a modest. I'm very modest in my approach when I'm investing and buying things. That's not why I'm doing this. I'm doing this because everything that we are learning today, all of the technologies being developed, is going to affect everything over the next 5 years. Over the next 5 years. And I want to be really relevant and know what I'm doing during that period of time. And that is why I'm pushing this. I don't know. What are your final thoughts, Kyle?
I agree with you. Always do your own research. And if this doesn't sound like for you, we're not telling you to do it. But it's the practicality that NFTs can come with something real that is exciting for you. And this one particular gets me out of the door. And I'm also incentivized by earning a little bit of money. And that's where the future, I think, is going to be evolving, is that everything isn't just going to be simple anymore. People are going to want more from things.
100%. You know what it is? I think what this stage of the web is. So Web 1 was about democratization of information, right?
Yeah.
Web 2 was about democratization of communication. Everyone could broadcast and communicate to everything.
Yep.
And what Web 3 is about is more group ownership, more group participation, right?
Yes.
Because in Web 2 particularly, right, there's democratization of broadcasting, but only three or four companies won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Only three or four companies took everything. Where what Web 3 is in theory about is more broader participation by consumers of fans of apps.
Exactly.
The users of Instagram don't get anything from Instagram. Okay, you might get a career writer, but you don't get anything from Instagram, right?
Yep.
Whereas the users of this app, if you support this app and use this app, you are getting something as well.
Exactly.
And that's hopefully as people try and reimagine how to use all these technologies and reimagine the world, I'm excited when I see new things like this get built.
100%. I like to say things as well in these podcasts. We can go back and maybe in 2 years we can use clips from this.
We can take a look.
I think that there's going to be a brand out there that's going to be the next Nike, that is a Web3 development project that is going to be owned by thousands of people that have a say and voting rights into running this giant community of a brand. And I think it's fun. It gets a lot more people involved, and there's just so much more we can do when you have a group of people invested versus just a few people at the top and you get to be an employee, but there's more to life than that. Yeah.
I agree. Kyle, great episode today. This is a good episode. Thanks everybody for listening. Kyle and I will see you soon. And thanks for listening to more today. Subscribe, like, all that fun stuff.
Thanks for listening to the Tomorrow Today podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow us on social media at Project Z Talent. That's PRJTZ Talent. And stay tuned next week for more of the Tomorrow Today podcast, because shaping your tomorrow starts today.